It's the end of the workday at Great Lakes Towing, a company founded over 100 years ago by John D. Rockefeller. Three men secured in harnesses weld on the bow of an upside-down tugboat. Great Lakes Towing President Joe Stark.
This tug will actually be named the Tug Cleveland. All of the older tugs are named after states, so we decided we will name these after our ports.
The company has tugboats stationed from Duluth, Minnesota, all the way to Buffalo, New York, helping clients reach 40 different ports across the Great Lakes. But when shipping season ends, there's little use for tugs. And Stark says the company changes gears.
Shipyard work is what balances out our annual cycle so that we don't go completely dark here. In the old days, they would shut down and everybody would go to Florida. That doesn't happen anymore.
These days, Great Lakes Towing is not only repairing its own boats, but customers' boats too. Stark says the company changed its business model and diversified to make up for a decline in the towing business.
It has been a struggle. You really have to constantly keep your nose to the grindstone.
And now the company is expanding even more, with a fleet of new tugboats that cost $6 to $8 million apiece. Completing Tug Cleveland is first on a list of projects Great Lakes Towing will complete this year. Workers will also repair a client's barge that was damaged in Western Lake Erie.
We have a barge in the yard right now that had some damage to the bottom. The bottom plate was opened up by some rocks that the barge unintentionally landed on.
The company employs about 100 people, but Stark says that number can double during winter ship repair. Some workers come to Cleveland year after year for the work. But what happens to all the ship captains, engineers, and deckhands?
Basically, they're all laid off. They're all laid off, and then it's up to them to what they do.
That's John Clements, Regional Vice President of the American Maritime Officers Union. It has about 400 members.
I picked up work working on the ships doing repair work for them. Some of them go on vacation. You know, a lot of people are just happy to be home.
The life of a sailor is a grueling 24/7 commitment. Some work what's called a 60-30 schedule, 60 straight days working, then a 30-day break. Almost 200 people work aboard the 9 vessels of the Interlake Steamship Company. The company's Brendan O'Connor says they have a few options during the winter hiatus.
There are some that elect to participate in our winter maintenance program, and that could be a shipyard in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, a shipyard up in Superior. It could be a layup dock in Detroit.
Everyone from shipping companies to engineers is looking for a better season in 2017. They hope President Trump's promise to rebuild the nation's roads, bridges, and waterways means more opportunities for the Great Lakes. Joe Stark.
Any project that requires more steel and more building materials will help our business.
O'Connor of the Interlake Steamship Company has a good feeling about 2017, too.
People do feel a sense of hopeful opportunity with the focus on infrastructure in the Midwest.
When the 2017 shipping season begins at the end of March, the industry will get a sense of its future under the Trump administration. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.